All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. And it seems that trouble seems to consistently follow Golden State Warriors forward Draymond Green. You look at an incident last week during a game against the Houston Rockets where Green coming down happened to kick Rockets guard James Harden in the head. And, you know, for me and like a lot of other people, one is an accident, two is a trend. We saw the situation where Draymond Green had several flagrant fouls last season during the postseason. And, of course, his dust-up with LeBron James in Game 4 of the NBA Finals, which led to him being suspended for Game 5. It then gave the Cavaliers the momentum that they needed to get back and ultimately win the NBA championship last season. And then these issues are beginning to be at the forefront for Green once again. You look at a guy like Green, he's too talented for this stuff. You're talking about a guy that, I know that Steph Curry was the MVP of the NBA last season, but I, like a lot of other people, feel that Draymond Green was the most important and most valuable player to the Warriors team last year. He's taken a step back from the scoring aspect this season, being that Golden State was able to sign Kevin Durant. And of course, you have Durant, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry to really shoulder the scoring load. But Draymond is still a tremendous facilitator as well as an all-around player. And he's too talented and he's too important for this team to consistently find himself in situations like this. And you're going to hear the term fake tough guy thrown around with guys like this. And there's no place for it. I mean, you look at this Golden State Warriors team. I don't see any leadership on that team that is going to reel him in, at least from the roster. It's going to have to come from the front office, but somebody's going to have to step to the forefront and really nip this in the bud, because it's going to get to the point that not only is he going to get suspended for a game for the NBA, but it's going to be several games. And then maybe then he understands the concept of what he is doing. He's too talented a player. The Warriors have the potential to be special again this year. I know, granted, they did fall short of winning the NBA championship last season after going 73-9 in the regular season, but they still have an opportunity to be special and get back to the NBA Finals. And the last thing that you need is a distraction like Draymond Green hindering you from being another or having another chance to win a championship. What ultimately happens, I don't see the Warriors parting with Draymond Green anytime soon. I think he is one of their core players, but somebody within that organization is going to have to get through to this guy sooner rather than later and simply deliver a very short message: knock it off. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping today's action for week number 13 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourself a wonderful day.